from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He turned to me as if to say,
man. I feel like this song has had a tremendous resurgence in the last few years. What a great one, man. I mean, tremendous. Love it. Tell you what I also love. Food from Hatfield. We got a big old spread here in front of us. I mean,
the greatest.
Was that amazing, John?
The meats, the sausage.
The eggs.
The egg, the potato, the bacon. I like to put all mine together. And by the way, that pico de gallo, just to top it all
there
off.
There you go.
Just put it all together for me. Love it.
Seltzer, can I ask a question? This segment, can we switch roles? You come in here and talk, and I'll go in there and eat and do what you do, which is pretty much nothing.
That's what happens back here.
You just push a couple buttons. I mean, what do? You push buttons.
Sadly, the show would not exist if you came back here.
No,
as a former producer, you should know better.
I should know better. Trust me, with Howard, all I did was push buttons. Back then, that is all there was to do. But things have opened up for producers here at WIP. Now, all jokes aside, wonderful, incredible food from Hatfield that we enjoyed. They have a, by the way, fresh new look in your grocery store. You know, look for the blue Hatfield packaging. New look, same authentic taste. Put pork on your fork for breakfast. Convenient, easy, and delicious way to obviously add some protein to yourself or your family's breakfast. Visit simplyhatfield.com. The website, simplyhatfield.com, to see the entire lineup. New product in stores now is the breakfast ham steaks. Current products that you know and love but have new packaging, so don't be confused when you see them in the store. It's what you want. Hatfield bacon, pork roll, and scrapple. So get it. Great
scrapple
stuff.
Scrapple is the best. I was looking for it because I am like one of the few people who flat out loves
you
Scrapple.
You do it.
I love Scrapple too. And chorizo. Oh. Chorizo is their Hatfield chorizo is wonderful.
Very nice. All right, one thing from the Sirianni interview. I want to go back about an hour and a half ago. I'm curious if anyone else here noticed this. So I asked him about Devin White, and I believe the question was, is Devin White on board to be a backup linebacker with this team? And I found his answer interesting. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no.
It was a tap dance.
He did not say he's not a backup linebacker. He just talked about he had a good camp.
Good camp.
Right? I think there's more there. And, of course, he can't say it. He's not going to admit it. And I don't know it for sure, but were you struck, James, by the nature of his answer?
Yeah, absolutely. He did not say absolutely. He's excited to be here. Can't wait to be out on the with the team on Monday. He was like, I had a great camp. Okay. Not what I asked.
So I wonder if he will play for this team at any point this year. We shall see. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Ed?
Nothing much. Rhea, I'm a huge Scrapple fan, too. I just had a Scrapple egg and cheddar and wheat toast. It was glorious. So I wanted to get on with Brandon Graham, but I was still mentioning, I think it was fascinating. In 2010, the Eagles select Brandon Graham with the 13th overall pick, 14 Earl Thomas goes.
Yep.
22, and this is wishful thinking because I'm a huge fan of the guy, but Eagles take Jordan Davis at 13, Kyle Hamilton goes to 14.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of similar rhetoric about Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he's a great player. It's irrefutable, as was Earl Thomas. But I really, I think Jordan played solidly on Friday, not impressive, but he did have a higher snap count. Just like with Jalen, I need to see more in week two, week three, of how he
That's
progresses.
Fair. That's but fair. But I will say this, Ed, I will say this. For every Brandon Graham turnaround where someone struggles early and there's a clear, wow, the other guy's way better, as Earl Thomas was for a good while there, the reality is there's normally, I would say, I'm going to pull out a number, 50 or 100 times when it doesn't turn around. You know what I mean? The bottom line is, Earl Thomas at his best was better than Brandon Graham at his best. I mean, Earl Thomas at his best was probably one of the 5 to 7 best defensive players in football for about 5 years.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. There's no
I don't know
that.
If he'll make it because, he didn't have the longest prime. He was part of the best defense in the last 15, 18 years. But, man, the end of his career was really strange. Really strange. I mean, there are guys, I wonder if Russell Wilson's going to make it at this point. I think he will. But you want to talk about a bad end of a career. I mean, Russell Wilson, it's been a disaster for 3 or 4 years now. Anyway, we'll see, Ed.
Yeah, speaking of Russell Wilson real quick, I think him and his prime is what I would like to see Jalen as in this offense.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a Marshawn Lynch who carried the ball 20, 30 times a game. And those bootleg runs that he had where he would just have 20 yards of real estate in front of him, I think that's how I'd like to see Jalen run the football in this offense.
Well, we didn't see those play calls. We didn't see those play calls yet, but I agree with you. That'd be a really nice thing to implement. And typically, of course, something from under center. And, Flutie used to do that to give you a lesser quarterback, but Flutie would run a bootleg. And Russell Wilson was great at it. Jake Plummer was great at it. It absolutely should be a part of this offense, and I hope with Kellen Moore will be.
It's very different than the things that we've done. It's very,
very,
very think about the concept of just turning your back on 11 guys who are trying to kill you.
Yeah. But if they don't know,
Jalen.
But if they don't know you have the ball,
under center.
It helps.
Okay, you're under center. You're basically running with your back to the defense for the first 3 seconds of that play.
Right.
And so it's extremely unsettling.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it can be effective. Ed, give me a great scene in a movie as we honor James Earl Jones today. A great scene with a villain.
The scene in Dark Knight where the Joker goes, "Why so serious?"
That's, I think, maybe our third Dark Knight reference today, right? Or at
a lot of Dark Knight, a lot of Die Hard today.
Yeah.
Yeah, both. It says a lot about those villains, Hans Gruber and Joker.
So I just want to ask this. Is Hannibal Lecter a villain? I mean, I know he eats people.
Yeah, he is.
But he's also helping Clarice Starling.
Are you kidding?
When you eat people, you're generally
He kills the two guards. He puts his face on him.
True.
He is definitely a villain.
For their family, he's a villain.
They make you like him, obviously, and root for him.
Let a guy ask a question.
Okay. Is Hannibal Lecter really the villain?
Well, Buffalo Bill.
He ate
is
people,
causing,
man. But, he ate people.
And he also killed a bunch of people to get put into prison in the first place.
Maybe he was hungry.
He killed them.
He definitely was.
In order to eat them.
No, I gotcha. All right, let's get to Brian right now. Brian.
It was like, is Jeffrey Dahmer a bad guy?
Don't go that far. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing better than Richie, who just spilled his water all over the place. That's all right. We'll get Seltzer in here to do his job. And mop this up, Seltzer.
That ain't my job.
All right, Brian,
I'm
sorry.
I have paper towels.
Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, I was just wanted to call about Jalen Hurts. I thought he made the game before he looked bad, but I thought he really persevered good. And I'm actually looking forward to the season. He, with a new system in place, give him 3 or 4 more games. I think it'll be good. But the RPOs were scary, baby. He had all of them every single
time.
Well,
we'll see. Listen, Brian, we'll see as this offense evolves, how they do it. I mean, clearly the RPO keeper was not good the other day.
Ineffective, to say the least.
I don't think it means completely throw it out. I just think it means a couple things. Number one, defenses are probably continuing their evolution of adjustment. Number two, I don't think Jalen's as quick as he used to be. And, you know, so time will tell. But I think it should still be a part of the offense. But clearly it should be and will be less than it was, for instance, back in 2022 and 2023. All right, Brian, give me a scene in a movie with a villain.
Okay, yeah. I got John Doe who's met Kevin Spacey in Seven when he's what's in the box.
That's
a great answer, Brian.
That could win.
It's an amazing scene, too.
All right, Seltzer, I think you do a pretty good impersonation of What's in the Box. Floor is yours.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Ah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Not at all.
Why did you think that was good?
Yeah.
Why did I think what was good?
You thought that was good, right?
No, that was horrible.
Oh.
What Seltzer just did?
Initially, you thought it was good.
No, I thought Seltzer would have a good impersonation.
What was wrong with it, though?
It didn't have... I mean... James,
well,
he just found
go
out.
Full on, like,
his girlfriend's head is in a box.
It's his wife. His pregnant wife.
And here's what Seltzer gives me. I go, Seltzer, give me, like, and he goes, what's in the box?
No, I went, what's in the box?
No,
like, that
not
is what I did.
Not
it's putting me at, like, bare my soul. It's not my wife.
It's like, such a challenging
acting. It's called
Don't
acting.
Show me. You do it yourself.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Ooh.
All right.
Oh, man.
The first one was good. The second one was a little...
You're like, what's in the box?
Felt like you were back in puberty on that second one.
I did my best. All right, I tried.
I wish everyone could have seen the...
That was
just
probably
an eruption of saliva.
Probably spit coming out. There's all sorts of stuff. All right.
That was heartfelt.
I tried. All right. By the way, the Bryce Harper situation, we're going to get into that more. What was said by the announcers last night, both radio and TV versions, coming up in 1 minute. Your reaction also to what happened with Bryce last night. That we field all the calls. All right. Let me tell you about the wonderful people at MHS Left. Now, we know it's been a wild ride as a Philly sports fan, really, for a couple of years now. We're all hoping for our teams to be winners. And I want to tell you about a team we know is a winner. We know it. The great team that's leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley. The wonderful people, Annie and Brett Levin, the team at MHS Lift. MHS Lift, an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that, since 1970, has been offering everything your warehouse needs. From forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization, MHS Lift, they do it all. And MHS Lift always puts you... the customer first, with over 100 service technicians on call. MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment is running smoothly with, you know, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift has a simple mission, which is to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operations moving forward. If you're ready to elevate your business, we'll call them and call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also go to MHSLIFT.com. That's MHSLIFT.com. All right. So let's listen last night as it happened in the moment. So Schwarber gets a homer earlier in the game. Phil's lead 1-0 after
first hit of the game. By the way,
that's right. Sixth inning. First time getting anything on the board. So it's a hit and it's a homer. Then in the ninth, Rojas, so close to making a play. Great effort. Can't fully hold it when his wrist hits the top of the wall. It's bad luck. It's great effort. 1-1 game. All right. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Harper. Let's see what you can do. Well, he does something great. He smokes a ball. It should probably be a double. Now, I'm not going to tell you 100% of the time it's going to be a double because he hit it so hard, and it did not like hang. This was like a Mike Schmidt. This thing's way high up in the air. Like, this thing was a line drive.
And it could have bounced the whole way back to second.
It carried him. Yeah, it could have. But it went right to the dude. You know?
Right to the dude.
It was right there.
But, you know, generally speaking, a player will typically get a double, even on a ball hit that hard. But, like, who knows? But he doesn't run out of the box. So clearly he's got...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No choice but to stop at first base. Let's listen. The TV version is Tom McCarthy and John Kruk called the action last night, and you can hear their disappointment. Krucker especially, as he commentates.
That one's lined out to right field, and it's over the head of the right fielder and off the wall.
No.
Harper didn't run, so he's only going to get a single out of it. Lowe played it quickly, but he just sat and watched it, and he would have had two.
Yeah, you, like I said, you can't take things for granted. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, you can't sit and watch.
You can't. You're fighting to win your division, to get a first round bye. You can't do that.
So I really appreciate Krucker for taking that stand there on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's listen to the radio version here on WIP. It's Fransky and L.A. And L.A., not as verbose in this moment, but clearly lets his thoughts be known in a very direct way. This is after the hit has happened, as they are talking about it, as Bryce is now standing on first base. Here's Fransky in L.A.
I don't know whether he makes it to second or not, but he definitely didn't run out of the batter's box.
No excuse.
I agree. No excuse. All right.
No excuse.
So let's get to what Rob Thomson said after the game. Again, there's a part of this I really like his answer, and there's a part at the end I really don't like his answer. Here's Topper after the game.
Should Harper have been on second base?
Yeah. Yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when a guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, makes sure that he knows that you know and everybody knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind of set a tone, too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle, and you know, he's accountable, and he admits to his mistakes, and that's all you can ask for, really.
Well, I can ask for more. I can ask that you don't do it a 17th time, or a 13th time, or a 20th time, however many it's been. I mean, it's just...
Well,
it's,
I think the way he initially answered it, I mean, he busted in with his response
he's annoyed.
Right away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And, you know, like, he could not answer that fast enough.
I agree.
That it was wrong. Like,
yeah, no,
and that Bryce came and apologized immediately. And, you know, like, to your point, that's all you can ask. But no, it's not, because you were supposed to do better as a leader of this team. And it just re-cements the notion that Bryce Harper is the most talented player on this team. He's not the most talented leader on this team. And I wish they were one and the same, and a lot of times it would help this team be better if he would become a better leader faster.
And look, I hear you. I agree. And I said earlier, I tend to think this will creep into October. I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's reasonable to ask this question. Do you think he's going to try his hardest in October? Not to hit the ball.
Yes,
not to hit the ball. Okay. And James, you do? You think he'll try his hardest?
Oh, 100%.
100% of the time?
100%, I believe
Rhea,
he will.
Do you think he'll try his hardest 100% of the time?
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, the spotlight will be on him.
Okay. We'll see.
Not going to do it in front of all of baseball.
Well, I mean, spotlight was also on him, you know, less or so last night, but it's the ninth inning of a tie game. It's not on him.
It's not the playoffs.
I know.
I mean, he's we have two postseasons of Bryce Harper so far, and we've never had anything close to this.
That's right.
Never one moment like that.
That's
so
right.
So that's what we can go on so far.
Yeah, no, the base running miscue in game two in Atlanta wasn't about not trying.
It was just dumb.
He overran.
Look, he's not a good base runner. I think we all know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's not a good base runner. Well, I do wonder, and not so much from last night, but the other times earlier this year when, you know, he doesn't get a double on a gapper that, you know is not a homer, or maybe not score from second on a single, whatever the various scenarios have been. I wonder if it's almost like the Greg Popovich thing in basketball. So, you know, Pop obviously, you know, in basketball, about 15 years ago with Tim Duncan, he tried to, you know, rewrite the rules of the sport, and he did. I mean, the rules used to be if you're healthy, you play every game. Unless you have, you know, a playoff spot locked up and there's two games to go in the season and, okay, you might rest a guy for a game or two. But, like, you play every game. Sorry, I hit the microphone. You play every game.
You're doing that a lot today.
I have. I have. But I wonder if, like, Bryce's thing is, yeah, the way baseball's been played for 140 years, I'm going to actively choose to do it differently. I'm not going to sprint to first. I'm not going to sprint to second. I'm just not, because I'm trying to preserve my body. And, of course, I worry about if that catches on with others, you know, I think it becomes a lesser product.
Well, that certainly wasn't last night.
No, last night, no. I think he thought he hit a homer.
Oh, no,
I
last
want to be
night,
clear.
100% that's what
yeah,
it was
I think
last
he
night.
Thought he hit a home run. So
no question.
I give him more leeway than other instances.
When he hits like a gapper, he doesn't never run on those. The only times he doesn't run is when he either thinks he hits a home run or he thinks he's out. Yeah. Like he thinks it's an out.
That's
like he
true.
Rolled over it or he popped it up or whatever.
Right.
Those are the times he doesn't run.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. All right, let's get to Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, crew. Great job as always. Real frustrated by Harper last night. And I do disagree in this sense, respectfully. Harp knows he's got the top half of the ball there. I've looked at the swing many times. He's that downspin. He's not launching underneath that ball. So I don't think he thinks that ball's out when he hits it.
You could be right. I mean, he did drill it.
So what was he doing?
It's the lower part of the wall. It's the base of the wall.
So Chuck, what was he doing then if he didn't think it was gone?
That's a great question. That's why we have Talk Show Radio today. That's a great question.
To be fair, but Chuck, I will say this. To be fair, top spin, you know, it can distort view in the first, like what you think in the first nanosecond, and then what happens can be two different things because topspin can really affect the ball in baseball, in tennis. I mean, there's certain sports where things come out funky sometimes.
Yeah, it's fortuitous because they did the fractions on the replay, and the ball gets to second base in 7 seconds. Harper doesn't ever get to second base in 7 seconds, so he would have been out. So by luck, it ends up being the right thing. He can't go into the locker room clubhouse after that demonstration and feel like a leader. And that's just not what leaders do, man. We need him, and he's got to hustle his butt off. And that's happened before, and he's got away with it. But you know what disappoints me, too? You're dying to hear the post-game back and forth. And when it gets to the point of Harper going up to Topper, nobody says, well, what did he say? Now, granted, they're not going to probably reveal that, but why not ask and say, what was the dialogue, right? What did Harper say?
I guess. Yeah, I agree with you, Rob Thompson.
Harper
probably
should have spoke last night.
Yeah,
he should have spoke last night, Rhea. That's the point.
I was looking for it.
I know. I'm aware.
He should have been accessible last night. That's all I got.
All right, Chuck, good call, man. Let's get to another Chuck. Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm the real Chuck from Monterey. Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Chuck.
Was your dad named Chuck?
No, his name is Charles.
Okay, because I'm just saying, if he wasn't, he'd be the real Chuck from Mount Airy. But okay, fair enough.
No.
So he was Charles in charge.
Hold on. So your dad went by something other than Chuck?
No, he went by Charlie Brown.
Oh. I went by Chuck. Wait, are you Chuck Brown? You're like Chucky Brown, the old basketball player?
No, his name is Charlie Brown. I don't have nothing to do with Chuck.
Okay. Right. We'll call you Lucy.
I mean, my name is my name.
All right,
so
hi, Lucy.
You can call me what my name is, you little freak. You know what I mean? And that's it.
All right, Chuck, go ahead, man.
Now, listen to what I'm saying. And let me say this to you, right, about Bryce Harper real quick. You know, it's 160-something games. And first of all, Rhea, how you doing this morning?
Hello, Chuck. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good. H scrapple's real good too. You got to get it real crispy, right? You know, when you fry,
absolutely
fry one outside.
Cannot be soft now.
Can't be soft. No, not at all. You know, it's not good like that. But yeah, but listen, Bryce, it's 160 some games, right? So, you know, every day we go to work, right? It's not going to be a good day, you know. So, give the guy some grace, man. You know, that's all. There's no excuse. But you know, come playoff time, he's going to run the bases out. But
we'll
he's going to be Charlie
we'll
up to every game. You know, so that's just what it is. But listen, I just want you guys to know, right? All I want for Christmas, right, is for Jalen Hurts to become Brock Purdy. Okay, Jalen Hurts can become Brock Purdy. You know, he won a Super Bowl.
Look, man, I like Brock Purdy, and I think Purdy's going to have a better career than Jalen. I think he's going to. I think he's going to be a better player than Jalen Hurts.
Hey, so done he done everything right? He gets the ball to the guys he's supposed to get the ball to, right? You don't have to be fancy. You don't have to have the biggest arm. But Brock Purdy plays the game at quarterback the right way. He got weapons, and he just gets it to him. That's all.
Brock Purdy's been really good. He's been well coached. They've got an incredible offense built around him with those weapons. Jalen can absolutely surpass everything Brock Purdy's doing because he's got more talent than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is doing the right things, and that's his greatest asset.
You know what?
Reading it out. His processing skills are probably the thing that he does best. So it gives him a chance to just, you know, read it out, get the ball where it belongs.
Isn't that the most important thing about playing a quarterback?
Yeah, I think people misuse the word talent in conversations in sports. Like, people often, when they say talent, are referring to athletic brilliance. Running high, jumping fast, and all that. But thinking is a talent. Tom Brady was the best quarterback because he thought at a higher level than others. And
the
processing. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a real talent.
It's a talent. And I don't think that is factored in enough when people talk about talent. I think, personally, Brock Purdy is more talented than Jalen Hurts because I think he processes better.
Well, he's faster at processing right now.
Hence, I think he's more talented.
It doesn't mean that that's locked in forever.
No, it doesn't.
But it does mean he's really good at it. And he probably, you know, has a knack that most people don't.
I agree.
There's a different way of thinking. Just like there's all these different forms of intelligence, it really is a gift to be able to think that way.
Right,
to
Chuck,
conceptualize spatially
totally.
The way that these guys do.
Chuck, I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead. What do you got?
You're taking it too far. I never said he's more talented than Jalen. I just said I did.
Him to
play football. The quarterback position. Listen, Jalen has the greatest wide receiver duel to ever grace the presence of an NFL field. Duel.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but they're up there.
When it's all said and done, it's going to be true. Trust me. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are going to be the greatest wide receiver duel to ever grace the presence of an NFL field. Now, I'm saying duel. Not individually.
No, I understand. They got a shot. I mean, you know, look, Jerry Rice and John Taylor, with Taylor being a lot lesser than the two Eagles here.
But Jerry Rice.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter stick out.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Yeah. That might be number one. Yeah.
Nah.
They're both Hall of Famers, Chuck. And one of them is the second best receiver ever.
Yeah, Chuck.
No. Carter, listen. No. Randy Moss is not the T.O.'s the second best receiver ever. And Chris Carter. On last leg in Minnesota.
I'm going T.O.
What are you talking about? His best years in Minnesota.
T.O. and Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah. But he wasn't.
Freddie could be listening. He'd be so annoyed with me right now. All right, Chuck, I need an answer. Best scene with a villain.
Oh, listen. I'm going to Ghostbusters. I don't know what
State All right, you got it. Nothing from Ghostbusters going to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.